Dis nou 2:00.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 25, Johannesburg 24, Rustenburg 27.
Nothing major on the roads today. Lanseria, we've got delays N14 westbound as you approach the R512 exit in Edenvale. It's the roadworks causing some delays. N3 south, restrictions as you approach Linksfield Road.
Die Demokratiese Alliansie stap vandag na die kantore van NERSA in Tshwane om 'n petisie oor te handig teen Eskom se voorgestelde tariefverhogings. Eskom doen aansoek om tariewe met 36 op te stoot aan die begin van volgende jaar. NERSA het reeds 4% toename goedgekeur, wat Eskom toelaat om 8 miljard rand meer van verbruikers te eis. Die haar woordvoerder Kevin Malham sê die party het talle boodskappe hieroor gekry.
This increase will devastate households and businesses already burdened by the high cost of living. It will destroy small businesses, force layoffs, and push even more families into poverty. This is not just unfair, it's an outrage.
Die polisie het 'n lasbrief uitgereik vir die inhegtenisneming van nog 3 verdagtes verbind tot die moord van die leiwag van die vise-kanselier van die Universiteit van Fort Hare. Bonlili Vasile is in januari vrede jaar doodgeskiet. Vroeger die jaar is 10 verdagtes in hegtenis geneem in verbinding met die moord, maar is borgtog toegestaan. Polisie woordvoerder Atlena Mate.
The SAPS has obtained 3 J50 warrant of arrest for Bafana Chiliza, Nkosiyazi Maphumulo and Sipiwo Jajani. We do believe that these 3 suspects do have answers as to the motive and the reasons why and who exactly killed Mr. Veseles.
Die grensbestuursowerheid sê die Limbobo grenspos is heropen vanoggend. Die grenspos is gister gesluit weens gewelddadige betogings in Mosambiek na 'n omstrede verkiesing. Die betogings het gelei tot 'n opeenhoping van vragmotors. Die owerheid se kommissaris Mike Masiapato sê na gesprekke met Mosambiek is die grenspos heropen.
We have resumed operations, especially the processing of cargo to the Mozambican side after they had confirmed to us that the situation had stabilized and therefore the corridor is ready to receive the export cargo from the South African side into Maputo.
Die hoof van die Internasionale Atomiese Energie Agentskap, Rafael Grossi, vergader vandag met die minister van buitelandse sake van Iran oor die land se kernwapenprogram. Die doel van die vergadering is om te keer dat Iran kernwapens ontwikkel. Dit kom te midde van 'n toenemende spanning in die streek na die begin van die oorlog tussen Israel en Hamas. En Dolly Parton se Dollywood stichting het meer as 800 miljoen rand in die Nashville Openbare Biblioteek belê om sy nuwe vroeë geletterdheidsprogram 'n hupstoot te gee. Die program sal help dat elke kind in Nashville op 'n vroeë ouderdom begin lees. Ek is Emil Pinara, top story this hour. The DA marches to NERSA to object to Eskom's proposed tariff hikes.
30 minutes of more music you love every hour across your workday.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. That my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go. I feel the flowers grow.